In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Electric Easy is presented by Bud Light Seltzer Retro Tie-Dye. Bold flavors and just great taste. Experience variety and fun with Bud Light Seltzer today. Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as some content is not suitable for young children. Q Code presents Electric Easy. Created by Vanya Asher, starring and executive produced by Kesha. Also starring Chloe Bailey and Mason Gooding.
Verse 4. Skinner. Musical chairs. You know the rules. Around you go. Sooner or later, the music stops. Problem is, there's not enough chairs for everyone. Not enough space. Not enough money, not enough satisfaction, not enough! But, you know, that's life. Luckily, I ain't afraid of a little bloodshed to stay in the game.
Screwing my shit.
There we go. Shit. Shit. I wish I could say this was the first time I woke up by the side of the road without remembering how I got there, but no can do. I used to party, yeah. Been a while since I tumbled off the wagon, but the body remembers, as they say. And judging by the evidence, my head pounds like it was curb-stomped by a particularly strong dwarf. I can't move my arms. Limbs ain't listening to my brain. It's fine, we'll get there. I open my eyes. Darkness. Stars. Some are in the sky, others are falling. Or am I falling into them? Christ, oh, I'm gonna be sick. Eyes closed. Better. A tidal wave of shame. It hits before I can remember what I should be ashamed of. Hope I didn't kill no one, he'd be missed. Oh, God. What did I do last night? My throat burns, but my spit don't smack of liquor and cigs, huh? Strange. My tongue tastes metal. Wetness on my lips. My face is sticky with blood. Shit. Is it mine? A new pain, sharp as a razor, screams across my face.
Electric's not wearing legally required markers.
Ah, my nose. God damn it, my nose. It's facing the wrong way. Ah! What the hell happened? Wait. I was with...
Son of a... Skinner! Wake the hell up, Skinner!
Lucky?
What the hell, man? Skinner, what are you doing? Shit, shit!
No way.
Your goddamn face.
Well, I'll be. Oh, I knew it. I always knew the kid ain't right in the head. I could smell it on him, but the moment he stepped into the easy, I didn't want to believe the shit I was seeing. The way he looked at that socket of an electric, calling it she? Lucky's a goddamn bio trader. I can't even imagine. Mama D's gonna flip. First her daughter, and then her favorite pup succumb to the same electric? Oh, if this don't do her in. All right, I can do this. Just a quick fluid motion, I can... Mother of shit! Fucking Lucky! Oh, no biggie. Good as new. What's that now? Ah, that, my friends, is the sweet aroma of opportunity. That's right. Should be thanking that stupid little shit. This is gonna be good for me. Chain of succession broken. No one in line to take over the Diamond Dogs. Sometimes you just gotta... right place, right time. It's what my Peggy always says. I mean, I've been a good soldier. Rose up through the ranks, slow but steady. Just never got a chance to shine with that Lucky around. Kid has a way of stealing the spotlight. And I let him, because, well, I was lazy. And he puts on a good show. But turns out, the little maniac's got a death wish. And you know what? I'll oblige. I'll lead him to the guillotine myself, and then Mama Diamond will see me for me, finally. You left me no choice, Lucky. Okay, wait, where are my keys? Oh, shit. He stole my goddamn car. Ugh! I'm gonna tear him to shreds!
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers. The trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text THIN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text THIN to 200-300. That's THIN to 200-300. THIN to 200-300.
What's this place that I'm dropping you off? A strip club?
Restaurant.
Mama Diamonds. Sounds familiar. Any good?
If you prefer your meatballs untouched by electric hands, it's just right.
Ah, that Mama Diamonds. I should inform you, if you're not aware, that you are in an electric-powered vehicle provided by Rayon...
I see your armband. I'm not blind.
I can call in a bio driver if you prefer.
Man, time's a-ticking. It's all good. Between me and you, I'm no electrophobe.
Really? And why are you eating at a biopurist joint?
I just said I'm not afraid of you. I follow the money, honey. Hey, you got any mints back here?
In the console. Here. You'll find an assortment of refreshments.
Keep your eyes and mouth on the road, will you?
Yes, Mr. Alessio, sir. We'll get you to your destination in 14 minutes.
Skinner. Call me Skinner.
All right. Skinner.
What's your name?
I'm Rayon Driver 7 Delta 9...
No, not your make. What do your pals call you? Your handle?
Enzo.
Enzo. Well, it's a good name for a driver bot.
Thank you. I thought so.
Is this a Stormbird shell?
Yep.
79?
My pride and joy.
Real nice ride. Slip covers? No. Recently upholstered?
Just well kept. Biosweat can wreak havoc on leather. But a routine sweep with a handheld steamer? World of difference.
Uh-huh. Got a band-aid or some kind of...
Afraid not. I fear you might need some stitches. Want me to reroute to the nearest ER?
You know, I used to be a driver, once upon a time.
That right.
Damn straight, driver and bodyguard, to the stars, mind you. I drove Vox Nostra before she overdosed.
I'm not familiar.
The famous old psychic with the fur? No? Really? I thought your kind loved old school occult shit.
Not all electric.
Right. Man, I loved my job. Met some real interesting people. Sometimes I'd bounce at the clubs in WeHo for a bit of extra cash. Worked on my cars in my spare time. I was young, life was good, and I didn't even know it. Back when America was truly something. But then... You want to guess what happened?
Not really.
No? Come on, don't be a party pooper.
We happened.
Ding, 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 ding. You happened. Electric Dawn. And virtually overnight, every clout-chasing celeb traded us in for a shiny new electric they could show off. Meanwhile, hard-working bios like me was left holding our little bio dicks. I thought that was the end of the road for me.
No light in hell, God is light. No love in hell, God is love.
Yeah, someone's gonna scrap him if he keeps on like that. I lived out of my goddamn car for 2 years. Would have been a goner if my pals in the community hadn't chucked some jobs my way.
Sounds like a shit time.
But still, I didn't hate your kind. I marveled at you. I actually wanted to be like you. You ever knew any blenders?
Quite a few of them, yeah.
Ashamed to say, I wanted to blend so bad. I thought to myself, wow, that's the future. I won't get left behind again. Saved every penny to get one of them exoskeleton mods that Rayon was hyping back then. Was gonna get into cage fighting. I had a character and everything. That's where Skinner came from.
What did your, you know, biopurist pals think about the blending?
Well, I had to be real hush-hush about it, you know? Because my pals may have been fewer in number back then, but ooh, boy, they sure were touchy. Expected nothing less than full allegiance to the cause.
A return to a time without electrics.
Yes, sirree. If they found out what I was planning, I would have been done for.
But you never got your exoskeleton.
Nope. It's the one time my drinking saved my life. Showed up dead wasted to the mechanic. And before I could reschedule, boom, news of the virus hit. Yeah, it's funny now. Everyone thought the biopurist doomsday theories were so crazy till then. Poor blenders. What did the news call them? The parrots?
The canaries in the coal mine.
The canaries in the goddamn coal mine. May they rest in peace. And I was almost one of them. Jesus, forgive my stupid ass.
But if the rumors are to be believed...
What rumors?
That one of yours, a hacker, a biopurist hacker, coded the virus, let it loose, caused all this.
Is that what lets y'all charge at night? You know, I wouldn't let myself off the hook so easy. Nature finds a way to correct its mistakes, one way or another. What are you laughing for?
Nothing. It's just that it was an electric doctor who discovered the
virus.
Which
kills bios 10 times faster than electrics.
The update patch. It wasn't nature.
Well, if Dr. Thing hadn't taken his damn time, maybe we could have saved a couple of the 6 million and counting bios who were killed. Honestly, I was floored so many Americans were having sex with your kind and raw-dogging it too. And still, to this day, how many are willing to risk it all for a role in the fiber optic hay? Yeah, they deserve what's coming to them, you ask me.
It's not just about sex.
No, love can't be programmed. Yep, I forgot about my dreams of blending right quick. Work is steady now, met my wife in the community. Actually, she'd be pretty cross with me if she knew I was chumming it up with you. That's her. Ain't she a beaut?
Cipher sore eyes.
Hey, now, don't go getting any ideas. You pause?
I am, but I bought the patch, so I can't...
Yeah, I know the spiel. You can't infect someone no more. Well, good on you. I guess the driving pays well enough.
I'm gonna be paying off the patch for the next 20 years.
Oof. You know, you all should unionize. Kidding.
No kids?
What?
Notice no pictures of little ones. You and your spouse chose not to procreate?
Well, this ain't no world to bring little ones into.
Shame. That's the one thing your kind can do that I wish I
could. Mind your own goddamn business. How about that?
You got it.
Well, here's hoping the virus doesn't mutate. Can you imagine? Super blitz. Goddamn acid rain. Makes my eczema flare up.
We're almost at your destination.
Here.
That's double... What?
The Wheel of Fortune keeps on spinning. Keeps on spinning. Mama Diamonds is a throwback. A modest, yellow, Bev Hills cabana with a faded green awning and a glowing neon sign nested between two of the last green palm trees in L.A. Got a real homey vibe to it. Hey! Ah, piece of an acid splash all over. Goddamn pants! In one of the windows, there's a poster that says, Bios Only. Not exactly legal, but who's gonna do anything about it in this climate? They're afraid of her. Everyone is. Especially the Mater D.
Signore Skinner!
Who else?
What happened? Wait. Signore, I can't go in looking like that. You'll scare the customers. You have blood on you? For God's sake, go around back. I'll let her know, please. Where is Signore Lucky?
The million-dollar question.
Do you see that old tin can down on the road?
Even though it's 4 a.m., it's a full house. Every table bustling, champagne flowing, jewels glittering. The air so thick with cigar smoke, it looks like the table lamps are floating. I may have a concussion. I wallflower in the shadows. The Tommy triplets, with their perfectly parted bowl cuts and silver tuxes, are sparking up the stage. Eh, to each his own. Lucky ate this shit up. Or did he just pretend?
Brother, you and I we're flesh and bone. No, we ain't just a bunch of lines of code. Somehow we got our wires crossed.
Tried playing God, but Lord, we lost.
So kick that tin can down the road.
That goddamn laugh. Across the dining room, Mama holds court at her booth, tucked by the kitchen. She's surrounded by the usual mix of payroll politicians, upper-crust crooks, and frou-frou society leeches. The maitre d' shuffles over to Mama and whispers in her ear. He's gleaming with sweat. Mama purses her lips and then pulls them into a tight line. That's her tell. She doesn't turn to face me. She stares at the stage, eyes wide, mind racing. One time, I watched her strangle a man twice her size with her bare hands for skimming the books. Her manicured nails dug into his neck and drew rivulets of blood. Mama gets up. The beaded tassels that hang from her dress cut through the fog of smoke. I can feel every muscle in my body tense. She doesn't look at me still as she gives a slight wave of the hand and moves towards her office. It takes me a moment before I realize that's for me. She wants me to follow. Am I making a mistake? Lucky's just a kid. He's just a confused kid.
Close the door behind you.
Whoa.
Cassiel, Gabriel, down!
Mama's Doberman, psychotic animals.
I said down! You want something to drink, Skinner?
I'm good, Mama.
You don't look too good. Sit.
What's so unnerving about her office is how severely white everything is. Her desk, the walls, the carpet, the chairs, the curtains. My head hurts. Bad. All I want to do is close my eyes. No, not this time.
Who did that to your face, Skinner?
He did. Lucky.
Speak up, boy. I'm sitting 2 feet away. I can't hear you.
Lucky.
Why did you do that?
To protect the electric.
You saying what I think you're saying, Skinner?
I'm really sorry, Mama.
If you're lying to me, I will make you eat your own intestines until you shit them out.
I'm not. I'm not lying.
Shut up!
I realize, as I watch Mama pace like a caged animal, that this is the longest I've spent alone with the woman, and that the artery in her neck is dangerously close to exploding. I don't move a goddamn muscle. I got it.
Leave it!
Is everything all right?
It's...
No! Everything is not all right! Get the fuck out!
Okay, then.
Tomorrow is a very, very important day. You know that.
I do, Mama.
Tomorrow would have been my little girl's birthday. My Sasha would have been 26 years old.
I know, Mama. And I can...
You can what, huh? You can't. You had one job after all the time we spent tracking that metal whore. One job and you failed. You're a bitch, not a diamond dog. Not anymore. Get out!
I could have walked away right there and then. I could have stepped out of this life of violence and fear. But no. Mama.
What?
You can have both of their heads on a silver platter by tomorrow eve. I know how to find them. I swear on my life, Mama. I swear on my wife's life. I can. I will deliver them to you.
I'm getting too old for this, Skinner. Too damn old. Did Lucky really betray us?
He did.
Why? Why have you forsaken me? I want skulls, so here's the deal. If I don't get Vector's, I'll take yours instead. You hear me?
I do. I hear you.
What do you need to make it happen?
Chief Doolin's office.
I'll make the call. Wait outside. You're bleeding on the carpet.
Yes, Mama. I thought I'd feel better. I mean, I'm making moves. I know what my Peggy's gonna say. She'll say, finally, Skin, finally some real bacon. With that toothy smile of hers. But then, why do I feel so bad? Well, I feel for you, Lucky, I do. You were like a little bro to me. You told me when you were in one of your moods how you're always lonely, even though you're never alone. Think about that sometimes. I know you suffered in ways I don't get, but I kind of get that. Maybe I should have kept my mouth shut, turned my back on Mama too, but it's... I don't want to learn the rules to a new game. You fucked me. You made the mistake. You're the broken one. It will only get worse for you, Lucky, but that's not my business, because we ain't family no more.
Electric Easy stars Mason Gooding as Lucky, Happy Anderson as Skinner, Greg Bryan as Chief Doolin, Jennifer Kober as Enzo, Francis Fisher as Mama Diamond. Additional performances by David Sullivan, Ian Fisher, Ryan Bowman. Created and directed by Vanya Asher. Executive produced by Kesha, Vanya Asher, Rob Herding, Sandra Yi Ling, and David Henning. Produced by Tess Ryan. Co-produced by Michelle Zarati. Original score and composition by Darren Johnson. Executive music producer, Kesha. Music supervisor, Matthew Heron-Smith. Music editors, Matthew Llewellyn and Brian Kessley. Additional songs by Glenn Kreitzer. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh and Ben Milchev. Edited by Ryan Walsh. Additional editing by Ariel McGrail, Neely Oftering and Beatrice Noronha. Supervising sound effects editor and sound designer, Randy Torres. Sound effects editor, Bob Kello. Mixed by Randy Torres and Ben Milchev. Casting directors, Chelsea Block and Marisa Roncalli at Atomic Honey. Casting director for guest roles, Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Liz Miles. Script supervisor, Sam Beasley. Additional script supervisors, Emily Blake and Liam Hoops. Additional engineering by Neely Oftering and Beatrice Noronha. Production coordinators, Jack Friedman and Brandon Weisner. Post coordinator, Rachel Yanover. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Evolve, produced by Hot Tracks Incorporated. Written by Derek D and Whitney V. Special thanks to Marlena Ma, Justin Kelly, Dagan Fricklin, Yadra Alisbahich, and Safet Alisbahich. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Electric Easy is a Q-Code production. Electric Easy is presented by Bud Light Seltzer Retro Tie-Dye. Bold flavors and just great taste. Experience variety and fun with Bud Light Seltzer today.
Hey guys, Heather Ashley here, host of the Big Mad True Crime Podcast. If you're looking for a true crime podcast with all of the details and none of the small talk, you have found your people. Each week, we dive deep into a new case and learn everything there is to know, from getting to know the victim and the impact their case has had on those around them, to the investigation into what happened to them and who is or might be responsible. And if the bad guy looks like he might drink whiskey by a dumpster or has the social skills of an ogre, we say it because we were all thinking it anyway. As the name suggests, we get big mad over true crime, and I would love to have you join our incredible community of listeners with big hearts and zero time for small talk. Subscribe to Big Mad True Crime anywhere you listen to podcasts and listen to new episodes every single Monday.
Hey, this is Eric Molinsky, host of the podcast Imaginary Worlds. Each episode, I explore different sci-fi fantasy genres, talking with filmmakers, novelists, game designers, cosplayers, comic book artists, and anyone who works in the field of make-believe. I also look at the fan experience, asking, why do we suspend our disbelief? You can subscribe to Imaginary Worlds wherever you get your podcasts.